In the second talk entitled Change and Pain, I would like to spend some time today talking about the whole concept of addiction, what addiction is, the development of addiction, and also the recovery process for addiction. I know this is a very important talk because I think a lot of us don't understand the meaning of addiction in our society. When we look at addiction, a lot of times we have these concepts of drug addicts and alcoholics and people that basically are hurting themselves and doing damage to themselves. We don't realize that addiction affects all of us in every walk of life. And it's something we have to be aware of, something we have to work on. And I want to approach it again from the holistic point of view. Because as we look at addiction, we look at what happens to us, you know, in this whole concept of development of self. And an addicted person is someone who damages and destroys the concept of self instead of building it up. So when I talk about the concept of addiction, I always talk about it from three basic perspectives: the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. Realizing that an addicted person, or someone involved in addiction, is someone who is physically sick, emotionally sick, and spiritually sick. And as a result of this, they have to work on their recovery physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So when we talk about addiction, we begin with the spiritual area. Most people develop their addiction on a spiritual level, then it grows to an emotional level, and then it emphasizes itself in a physical level. And again, when I emphasize this, remember, I'm not just talking about drugs and alcohol. I'm talking about the whole gauntlet of how addiction affects us in our society. Remember some basic things. They're basic to all of us. Whether you realize it or not, your addiction, or the addiction of your choice, probably began at the time you were a little child. Most of us develop certain principles and concepts of our life at the time we're little children. And from that comes our personality, comes our individuality, comes our personhood, and it comes through many, many ways, but it also comes through many, many traumas. Remember some basic things about life spiritually. The spirituality of any concept of life means how you look at yourself, how you see yourself, how you visualize yourself as a person. So in spiritual addiction, a spiritually addicted person is someone who does not like who they are. They have a negative concept of self, so they always put themselves down. To do this, what I'd like to share with you is some basic principles. And they work like this. Whether you realize it or not, the time you were born, all of us in this room were affected in a very special way by five basic areas of our life. As we grow up, we are strongly affected by our family. We are strongly affected by our educational and cultural backgrounds. We're very strongly affected by religion. We're extremely affected by our neighborhoods, our environments we grow up in. And of course, we're strongly affected by our peer groups. What happens is, these five basic areas of our life develop in us a concept of self. As a child growing up, we pick up from these five basic areas an image of ourself. It's not us. It's not us. It's an image we have of ourself. Psychologists tell us, if we read the books, psychologists tell us that most children pick up most of the basic principles in their life between the ages of 1 and 7 or 1 and 9. Then we joke a lot and we say we spend the next 80 years trying to adjust them, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of the basic concept of life. But what happens is how it's supposed to happen anyway. Notice I use the word supposed to. When you get to your adolescent and young adult years, you are supposed to rebel against those five basic areas. Then you are supposed to develop your own individuality and your own personality. And then get on with living your own personal life. That's how it's supposed to work. The unfortunate part of the psychology books is that we regulate adolescence to the ages of your teenage years, instead of realizing one basic reality. Some of us do not go through that process until we are in our 20s, or our 30s, or our 40s, or our 50s. You see, age has nothing to do with it. Yet sooner or later, we have to go through that rebellion